Many people are satisfied to come to church to read from the menu, to have somebody describe the menu, and then go home.
Dr. Tony Evans says that's a recipe for spiritual malnutrition.
And how do you know the soul is starving to death? Because you're living a dissatisfied life.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Spiritually speaking, if your life isn't full, it may be because your stomach isn't empty. Today, Dr. Evans talks about the benefits of being spiritually famished. Let's join him in Matthew 5, verse 6.
We live in a day when most of us don't have to worry about being hungry for very long. The access to food in the Western world is replete. Not so in biblical days when there were no freezers and refrigerators, and you had to hustle after your food day by day, because it couldn't be preserved typically for extended periods of time. And we've all seen third world countries with babies with bloated bellies, hungering and thirsty, passionately desiring to be fed by life sustenance of food and water. Those folk are different than we are today or we where we live because they're desperate. We may be inconvenienced by the time it takes to get in our car and go to McDonald's. But those folk are desperate. Their longing is much deeper than you and I have to deal with. But even still, we all know what it is to be hungry. To have gone an extended amount of time without the nourishment we feel we need. Many know what it is to wake up in the middle of the night and go prancing to the refrigerator or to the pantry because hunger pains have set in. Blessed are those, he says, who are passionately pursuing God, who are desperately desiring hunger and thirst him. The psalmist says, David says in Psalm 119, verse 20, my soul is crushed with longing after you at all times. He says in Psalm 42, verse 1, as the deer pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God. Again, he says in Psalm 63, verse 1, my soul thirsts for God earnestly and yearns for him. There is one great trait that is always seen among the great people of Scripture, and that is their hunger and thirst after God. Passionate pursuit for him. They are on fire to find him at the deeper level. One of the reasons that so many of us experience so little of God is so many of us are not hungry. Hungry people gonna find some food. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the only thing that the soul can digest, and that is seeking to align the life in accordance with the will of God or righteousness. Nothing else you give the soul will satisfy it. No matter how long you give it, how often you give it, it will not satisfy. And the reason why so many of us live unsatisfied lives is that we're hungering and thirsting after the wrong thing. We're hungering and thirsting after a fix, which is not what the soul requires. It will provide a temporary distraction, but what it will not provide is sustenance that the soul can digest. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Now we have the compensation, the payoff for those who are hungering and thirsting after the right thing. Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Psalm 107 verse 9 says, he satisfies the thirsty soul and fills the hungry soul with good things. Psalm 34:10 says, those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. The issue is hungering and thirsting. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus told the woman at the well that I am going to give you water that will spring up to everlasting life. It's going to satisfy. If you are living an unsatisfied life, let's not misunderstand this. I don't mean if you're living with problems or difficulties. Everybody has that, no matter how spiritual you are. You're going to have challenges. That's not what I mean by satisfaction. By satisfaction, I mean a sense of well-being on the inside. If that's ongoingly missing from you, and you are a Christian, then that means that you're feeding the soul the wrong stuff. Because the promise is, blessed is he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. What does that mean? Is God will remove the discontent. He will make sure your soul is satisfied. And much of our misery today is really not related to our circumstances. We think it's related to our circumstances. It's really related to a hungry soul. And the circumstances just make it worse. The circumstances may see, if you okay deep down inside, you can handle a bunch of stuff outside. But if you have a starving soul and a starving life, you become a starving being. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he goes on to talk about how God meets his every need. He's satisfied. Then you will be able to say, when somebody asks you how you're doing, I'm good. It's good. It's all good. Not because there are no problems, but because you are satisfied. The discontent is gone. If you're living your life in perpetual discontent, either nothing makes you happy, or you have to conjure up happiness to distract you from your unhappiness. See, because that's what advertisers do, by the way. Madison Avenue has developed into an art form helping people to forget how miserable they really are. And then come around again, making it new and improved. Las Vegas offers you a distraction from your misery. Reno offers you a distraction from your misery. Atlantic City offers you a distraction from your misery. And people flock there to get away from the emptiness of day-to-day life. And perhaps for a weekend or a week, they're able to escape it, only to come back to reality, the discontented life. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They're going after it. God says, I will supply the birds in the air food. The Bible says he feeds the birds. Now, you will never see a bird standing on a limb with its beak open toward heaven waiting for God to drop worms. They're not going to do that. They're going to go worm looking. But guess what? They're going to find it. Why? Because God has structured things where there are enough worms to go around. He's got every bird covered for the span of its lifetime to take care of its birdettes. Its chicks. Because God has so arranged things that satisfaction worms are built into the system. But the bird's got to go get it. Bird doesn't stand on limbs and say, you promised. He's got to go get it. But the reason why it says that birds don't worry is because birds know that it's there. They got to go get it, but they know that it's there. Satisfaction is there, but you got to go get it. How do you get it? You go get righteousness. You seek to conform to the will of God. Much of our misery, in whatever classification you find it, particularly if it's ongoing day after day, month after month, week after week, is tied to famished souls. Coming to church to hear a sermon has its place. To enjoy worship has its place. But it's not enough. It's not enough. I told you, I'm going to feed you physically after church today and do the best you can until next week. That's not going to work for you because of the nature of the body. The body demands feeding two and three. And they tell me the best way to eat is four or five small meals a day to keep the metabolism working. They're in hot pursuit after righteousness. When you go to a restaurant, they give you a menu. And the menu says, this is what we are offering at this location. You can read a menu and get real hungry. I mean, you were hungry when you came in, that's why you went to go eat. But you can salivate at a menu. I mean, that menu can say, ooh, that looks good. That looks good. I don't know what I want. This all looks good. Because the menu is so inviting. Then you have somebody who comes and proclaims the menu to you. A waiter or waitresses, they exegete the menu. They expound on the menu. They take you through the menu. They describe the menu. Then they have a Q&A session. Can I answer any questions about the menu? So you've read it. You've heard it. You then do not say amen and go home. You don't say, boy, what a great, I love reading the menu today. And boy, that waiter or waitresses, boy, they know how to tell it. They sure know how to tell it. Good job. You don't even get your coat and go home because that's not why you came. You didn't come to read about it, nor did you come to just hear somebody describe it. You came to experience it. So until you've eaten, you're not through. Many people are satisfied to come to church to read from the menu, to have somebody describe the menu, and then go home, never knowing that until you eat, you're still hungry. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst but for something. They want to experience something. They want to go after something, that which is right or in conformity to the will of God. They're going to be satisfied.
Dr. Evans will come back with more on developing a healthy spiritual appetite in just a moment. First, though, I want to tell you about a new book Tony's written called Kingdom Values. In it, he examines the character traits Jesus teaches us to help keep us immune from selfishness, arrogance, anger, and pessimism. You'll learn how to develop the kind of character you need to experience the peace, purpose, and blessings God intended for you all along. We want you to have a copy of Kingdom Values as our gift. All we ask is that you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Your contributions are the only way we can continue our outreach on radio and TV and our work with pastors, their families, and local congregations. Contact us today, let us know you can help, and we'll send you the book along with all 8 lessons in Tony's powerful audio series, Returning to the Truth. Visit us today at tonyevans.org for details or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Tony will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
The Bible makes it clear that you know when God has cursed a land, when its fathers are nowhere to be found.
Dr. Tony Evans says that what becomes of the next generation of men depends on what happens with this one.
Our kids need to see men in their midst who love God and who love them.
But what does it take to be that kind of man? You can find out with the help of the Tony Evans Training Center's free course called Kingdom Man. It'll teach you to see past the phony images of manhood that society surrounds us with and become the loving leader that a wife and family would want to follow. As with all of our courses, there's in-depth study material you can work through at your own pace. Lots of exclusive content from Tony, tightly focused Q&A videos, and an online forum where you can collaborate with other students. It's almost like having a seminary on your smartphone. Check out the free course called Kingdom Man and the growing list of other subjects waiting for you. Visit TonyEvans.org today and follow the link to the Tony Evans Training Center.
God wants you to stop dining on donuts, as pleasant as they may taste, and start dining on something that has nutrition tied to it. So that raises one other question. How do I get hungry and thirsty? Now, some already are. You're here, and you have this passionate pursuit of God through His Word. And you can't get enough. You want more and more. You want to understand more. You want to know more. You know, there will be passionate pursuit of the football game. This will not be casual. It's too big a game. It's too important. It's too big. It's too dominating to be casual about it. You won't get up except maybe at halftime to take a break because you don't want to miss anything. You know why? Because you're hungry. If the physical man needs to eat numerous times a day for the body to function as it was designed, then how much more does the spiritual man need to eat regularly because the soul is starving to death? And how do you know the soul is starving to death? Because you're living a dissatisfied life. The first thing you need to do to work your way toward verse 6 and start off with verse 3, because all these are progressive. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Declare your spiritual bankruptcy. Declare the fact, I can't fix this problem. It's too deep for me. Then you must mourn over your sin. That which is in your life that is not in conformity to the will of God, you must lay down your bankruptcy in the sorrow that comes with the displeasure of God in your soul. Then blessed are the meek or the gentle. You must say, all that I am, I yield to your control so that what you have for me can come to me. I can get my inheritance. Now we can get to blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Because when you declare spiritual bankruptcy, mourn over sin, place yourself under divine authority, you're going to feel your hunger pains return. If you really want to get hungry so you can become satisfied, hang out around good cooking. Because, you know, when you're around good cooking, even if you're not hungry, it'll make you hungry. You know, you're going, boy, that sure smells good. Every time I ride by Kentucky Fried Chicken, something is drawing me. Maybe I didn't plan to eat chicken, but the smell. Hang out where you can get fed. You must start with the recognition that you need righteousness. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? Who's going to get this monkey off my back? Because if you don't recognize you're sick, you're not likely to go to a doctor. When a person's real sick and loses their appetite, and therefore has to be put in the hospital, they do not accept the fact that he doesn't want to eat, so let's not give him anything to eat. They don't accept that because they know that it's the sickness causing the loss of appetite. So what they're going to do is they're going to put a tube and they're going to force feed you until your natural appetite kicks in. So if you are not naturally wanting to go into God's presence, naturally wanting to spend time with God, naturally wanting to get into the Word, naturally want, then position yourself for false feeding. Hang out with somebody who's going to feed you whether you want to eat or not. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they will be satisfied. Reject illegitimate sources of nutrition. Don't leave here today saying, I'm hungry, let me go eat 10 donuts. Because that's not designed to address what the body is calling for. Which is why the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if a man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He's not experiencing the satisfaction of God. Because you're asking something not designed to satisfy the soul to satisfy it. All of us would say that about a drug addict, wouldn't we? We would say, I don't care how good that makes you feel. That's not in the best interest of your body. We would say that to a drug addict. Why? Because it makes them feel good. It satisfies them for a while, but it's really not what the body is asking for. It's illegitimate sustenance, and therefore it's killing what they think it's making feel better. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. I have a habit of running on empty. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You wait till you can smell the fumes before you pull into a gas station. But there are others of you who don't let it get that far. When you see it hanging left of center, you know it's time to go in and say, fill her up. Because you don't let it get that far. Some of us this morning have been away so long that we're running on fumes. And so we face our emergencies and we go in to the station and we say, fill her up. But as soon as we drive off, it's eating away at what we just received. No matter how full the great song about trusting in the Lord was or how meaningful the sermon was, there is a system out there that's going to burn what was put in your tank today. The moment you are, some of you are not going to make it to your car before you see full go to half. Because somebody's going to cut you off, your family going to irritate you, your wife going to say the wrong thing, your children going to make too much noise, and you're going to leave full and the thing going to go boom. And you wonder, how can I lose that much fuel in that short of time? The system out there is designed to pull away your righteousness. So hunger and thirst, so that you stay in close proximity to your refueling station. So you don't even let it get down that far anymore. Because the promise is, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be satisfied.
Dr. Tony Evans, with a spiritual guarantee we can count on. If you'd like to review the full-length version of this message, including material we didn't have time to present on the broadcast, the title to ask about is Blessed Are the Spiritually Famished. And if you want to dig even deeper into studying this and the other Beatitudes, I encourage you to get a copy of Tony's newest book, Kingdom Values. In it, he explores the biblical virtues found in Christ's teachings, helping you to live out those values in your own life. As I mentioned earlier, we're bundling this book in a special package, along with all 8 full-length messages on CD or digital download from his Returning to the Truth audio collection. And they're all yours with our thanks when you make a donation to help us keep bringing you Tony's teaching each day. To take advantage of this special double offer, just visit us at tonyevans.org or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222 for some in-person help. Again, that's tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. When the sin in our lives has us backed against the wall, we don't need sympathy or understanding. We need mercy. And tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain how we can find it. Be sure to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.